So it's happy to be Friday, happy to be the first day of spring, and even though, man, things are going on around the world that got us all frustrated, whether it's personal or the heavier stuff, you know, I like to go to a place where it's called Confessions, Friday Confessions. And you go online, and then you get to read stories about people that have really bad experiences. And then, like my mom used to always say, well, at least it's not me.
That is not how she said it.
She's like, you know what I love about all these stories?
Now we're talking.
I feel so much better about myself. She would. She would, you know what, back when they, of course, they didn't have internet. My mom passed away in 2000, so it was only like 6 years into the World Wide Web, so she never really got to experience all that. But she did read a lot of Reader's Digest.
Who didn't?
Yeah, read it, you know, purely for the articles.
My dad loved the Reader's Digest.
And there was always some great stories in there, but she would read the Dear Abbeys or the Ann Landers, and then she's like, oh, good, I'm so glad it's not me. So I want to
have it so bad.
Yeah. So I want to share those stories. And you know what? Since you got me in a mood, I'm going to read these stories as my mom would read them.
All right.
Out of the Reader's Digest.
All right.
So this is, you know, just so when you think, boy, my life really stinks, it could be worse.
It makes me wonder if this was the voice she had in her head or if her voice didn't have that accent.
Not sure, yeah.
Her internal monologue was just regular. It makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Or did she think with that accent?
No, I think she did think with that accent, because okay. You live in New York, everywhere
oh,
that's
God,
accent.
David.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Yeah, that's what she would do. If she was upset with you, she'd go, oh, God, Christian. All right. Today, I'm officially completed my weight loss journey, only from my wife, who'd previously threatened to divorce me if I didn't lose weight, to tell me that she realized she actually liked me better when I was fat. Oh, dear God. See? See? It's better when mom reads them.
It is.
Oh, look at this one. Today, my boyfriend of 4 months broke up with me via text message. He spelled my name wrong. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry for you. What else we got here?
I can't
here?
Giggle this hard anymore. I'm burning calories.
Today, I was a paramedic at a scene of a car accident. One lady was hurt, and we had trouble getting any information from her as she was sobbing and crying. So I radioed in the details and said the lady was in her mid-30s, ETA 20 minutes. She stopped crying. She slapped me. She said, I'm 28.
I'm a gosh.
Well,
Mama Moon should definitely have had her own podcast.
Yeah.
If we could pay Matthew McConaughey to put us to sleep, we can have Mama Moon read us some, what do you call them? But whatever these are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, just the Friday Confessions or something.
Friday Confessionals, yes.
Well, you know, I've been working tirelessly and watching paranormal stuff and those spirit boxes. I'm really trying to put together a project so I can contact my mom from the other world. That's my goal anyway. I know that sounds a little crazy.
I told you to get new batteries.
I know when I call her, though, you know what's going to happen. I haven't heard from you forever. Where you been?
You've been changing your underwear.
You've been
cleaning those ears.
She always used to, oh, this was so bad, because when I was a kid, I'll finish, I got one more here, but when I was a kid, she would always tell me, you got your wallet, you got your keys, you got this, you got that, and one day I said, Mom. And actually, I said, Ma, because that's how we talked when I was a kid around my parents. Ma, I got my keys. Stop bothering me. And then one day I came back in. She goes, but you forget my keys. See, the one time I didn't tell you.
You're wishing she was bothering you now.
I wish she would bother me every day with that again.
Yeah.
Finally, today, this is a good one. You're going to love this one, Christian. I saw my teacher using her phone in the middle of the class. So I joked around with her saying, oh, I see, using your phone in class. You should be ashamed of yourself. Teacher looked me right in the eye and said, would it be okay if you arrange my father's funeral? Oh, dear God! Oh, dear God!
That is very Reader's Digest.
Thank God that's not me. There you go. We should call it that. He's just called up. Thank God it's not me. Welcome to a Friday, everybody.